This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, you go, Corey.
I think today Mike's message to all the Cowboys fans is welcome to his side. If you're ready to be there,
nope.
If you're there at this point in the season, welcome. He's going to open that door for you and let you come, you know, settle in. And Kevin, this season's it's toast, bro. It is toast.
Are you declaring it?
I'm going to go ahead. It's no longer too close to call. As you said,
we scrubbed that.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
It is no longer too close to call. It is a completion. So it's over with. You might win two more games this year. You might beat Carolina. You might be the Giants.
Beat the Giants, yeah.
All right. You beat the Giants with Dak.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And so you might be able to beat those two teams. That's about it. Otherwise, start looking at draft pick and draft status, where you're going to be at the end of the year.
So
maybe let the Panthers win, you know?
I mean, I would support that. Then you'd have picks at the top of every round, except for
the fourth round.
Fourth round.
Yeah, except
by the way, I think that's a 50-50 coin flip. I think the Cowboys can try their hardest and still lose that game.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to have to try the rest of the year to be like, man, I hope they don't give a great effort and lose this game.
Yeah.
They are one of the five worst teams, maybe the worst, but that proved yesterday because Dak's done for the year. They're one of the worst, if not the worst team in all of football. This is 1989.
They are a bad football team. I agree with that.
They're disorganized from their talent standpoint.
Why would you say that? I thought both quarterbacks were ready to play on one of the downs. They both ran out to the field, and they had to call one of them off.
Man,
that's weird.
That moment where Cooper Rush was going in, and they told him to hold up, and he's like, huh? And then Trey Lance just runs right in. And I was like,
you had 10 minutes before you got the ball again to figure out who the quarterback was on play one of that series, and the quarterbacks weren't told who the quarterback was?
That's concerning. Here's another thing I just want to throw out there. I think it's not just that they're bad. They're so boring. And I think that's what's going to beat me down for the rest of the season. Because look, I don't think anyone, maybe Steven at noon, will make in the argument that they still got a shot at the playoffs. But I don't think any reasonable person thinks that this team can make the playoffs. But they are so freaking boring, too.
What do you mean?
Did you see that offense yesterday?
Cooper Rush was only sacked one time for a QBR of 16.4.
Oh,
he had 45 yards in those four quarters, Kevin.
He threw the ball 23 times and had 45 yards. And then Trey Lance came in, and they played the Trey Lance card too early. And because they were like, oh, man, here comes Trey Lance. He was a number three pick just 3 years ago. And Jess goes, oh. And I go, here's the problem. He's not good at football. And then you saw what transpired. And again, hopefully he'll play better, but in his career thus far, he has not been good at football.
Yeah, I mean, so you had the yards. You had at least 10 yards per quarter, Kevin. Mm-hmm. What is boring about that? Everything is boring about that. That's like the whole game is built around passing now, and you can't do it. I think the boring part of it, Kevin, is you don't have a single running back that you're excited to root for right now. Rico Dowdle is a guy that travels through your team.
I want to root for him.
That's fine. You can. But you know what? You probably won't see him next year. You know, and you probably won't see him down. Like, CeeDee Lamb's the only thing to be excited about, honestly. Jake Ferguson is not playing like Jake Ferguson at all.
Sure.
Jake Ferguson's having a bad year. I don't know if it's injury or what it is. He doesn't look like he's in the best shape I've ever seen him in. He doesn't look like as many targets as he's getting, he's not picking up lots of yards. CeeDee Lamb's about it. Jalen Tolbert has disappeared almost completely from the idea that he can be anything. And then on defense, Micah is exciting that he's back.
I think Overshown is exciting.
All right, you know what? You did it, Kevin. You got the three. That's the big three right there.
I have something that could fix a couple of problems.
Okay.
So number 21, that guy Carson.
Yes.
All right, he gets complete and total separation from the wide receivers. What if he's really a receiver who just gets unbelievable separation from the person that he's supposed to be near?
Because so, that's not what we want as a defensive back.
I change him to wide receiver. So this week, Carson is now a wide receiver. Tolbert is like glue on cornerbacks. I mean, that guy, I mean, they are stuck to each other. You would think that they were twins, though, how close they are at all the time, at all times. Why not move Tolbert to cornerback next game and be like, look, just act like you're a receiver. You get no separation. That's your job as a corner. And then Carson, you go, you get 5 yard separation every time. So maybe let's run around and see if you can get that 5 yard separation, because that would be unbelievable. So maybe you switch a wide receiver to corner and a corner to wide receiver, and you've solved a couple of problems.
There you go. Mike did it, man.
Okay.
Because Jalen Tolbert can't be worse as a cornerback than he is as a receiver. Let's be honest. Like, you can't be worse. So you try it and see. And maybe it is as bad. And then maybe the kid Carson, I know he's a young guy. He gets better, but
I do.
Like maybe he's not a cornerback.
And somebody just said the big four: Lamb, Micah, Overshown, and Aubrey. And there's still points where your offense can't even get close enough for him to kick a 70-yarder. Like, that's I love Brandon Aubrey. He's a blast. But I'm excited about a kicker. A kicker.
They got a big turnover on the Eagles 6, and they got it all the way to the 6.
Okay. You know what when we were watching the game, I told Jess, I was like, hey, we got the ball at the 6, and we moved it up to the 3. And she goes.
And then you moved it back to the 5.5 or 6.
Yeah. And she goes, oh, are they going to score a touchdown? I go, I don't think so. I do not think so. From the 817, I totally agree with Kevin. They are fun to watch. I laugh the whole time. I have to admit, I'm not in that mindset. Like, we talked about this last week, and I said, Mike, even though it's better for draft position, like, I understand totally that lose out, better for draft position. There were multiple times when the Cowboys did something, I was like, yeah!
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, go, go, go. You know, because I was rooting for them. So I have not found myself in
what
the place.
What play were you rooting for? The go, go, go yesterday?
Rico Dowdle broke a tackle and broke through some people that I was like, go, 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 go. But yes, there was not a lot to love, but I'm still rooting for the Cowboys, even though long term that's probably not best for them.
Every time something, even on the drive to score where Zeke lost the fumble, I was just waiting for the bad thing to happen. And like that's how they've trained me this year for that, right? Every time something good's happened, three bad things have happened to this team, whether it be injury, disorganization, whatever it is, they've just every time. And Kevin, I want to be positive with you about that part.
Yeah.
But the part of being excited about something is like I hope this game ends before it starts, is what I told Adrian.
Oh, no.
She said, are you going to watch the? And she got home and she goes, are the Cowboys being stupid again? I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, you sound like you expected that. And I was like, I did. I expected them not to be that good today. They're not. The team's just not good enough, man. And that's frustrating because last year it was good enough. It was there. And it needed to. It still needed to be better than it was last year. And we were that close. And they just fell off a cliff.
Now, I know the other big thing that people are focused about yesterday is the sun. The sun. Now, I know Sean and RJ played some audio about it. I want to actually throw it to cut number 29. I believe I have some different audio breaking down how the media went over it with Jerry.
How far away is the sun?
93 million miles.
Is it?
Yeah. And the diameter of the sun is 870,000 miles, which makes it 109 times wider than the Earth and 333,000 times heavier than the Earth.
Shut up about the sun!
Is that, do you think that's a fair interpretation of how Jerry feels when people ask about the curtains or did they build the stadium the wrong direction or what about the moon and all of that?
Shut up about the sun!
That's what I thought every time Jerry responds to it. And I know people are like, hey, why don't you ask more questions about that? I will tell you my list of things that I don't ask anymore because we've asked it numerous times and it gets us nowhere is the sun and firing yourself. We've asked that question time and time and time again.
I'm not going to ask those anymore, man.
And it's just like, it's not going to happen. So in Mike's words, deal with it.
Yeah.
And so that I've kind of dropped those whenever people are like, why don't you ask about the sun? I'm like, we've asked about the sun like a million times.
Yeah, we've asked lots of questions a million times that they've given us answers to in whatever way, shape, or form they want to give that answer to. And I'm just like, I can't force them to say the answer I want, which is the reality of this is what's really happening.
I'll ask better questions that Jerry will like. Like, how many panties did you sell on Sunday at the stadium?
Okay. Yeah, they have the Victoria's Secret there in the stadium. So that's what Mike was talking about.
Yeah. That's a great question.
That's an analytic number we need to know is how many panties are being sold on Sundays at Cowboys Stadium.
Before the season, I'm sorry, go ahead if you want.
Yes, I also want to know if you want to hit us up on Twitch or YouTube or if you want to text us, Franklin, Frankly, Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053. Is there any other sun-based audio that you would like to hear today that would make you feel better?
Okay. All right, because I know whenever Jacksonville beat the Cowboys, was it 2 years ago or last year? Mike came in and he played all the Sunshine songs
that
he could possibly play. But, Kevin, I told you before the season.
Those were the good old days.
That was before Mac Jones was the starter.
That was overtime when Dak threw the ball to the other team and they ran it in for a touchdown.
But before the season, I expressed to you how difficult it was because for every Mike out there, I had no answer. I had no reply.
Yeah.
I couldn't defend this team. There was no way to be like, Mike, you're wrong about this. Mike, because everything he said was, they've lost. They continue to do that. What more can you say? And they didn't do anything in the offseason that we felt made the team better from what they were the year before, where you thought that team was on the rise of something. They felt like maybe it had capped out. And so if you're a listener right now and you're upset about something and you're texting in or you want to call in, you're right. There's no way that the Cowboys can defend themselves on what they're doing. They can just go, you know what? It is broken right now. We got to figure it out. You're right about it. So congratulations.
Yeah, they make you play the rest of the season. Like it or not.
So I guess the next question
the Chicago
is,
White Sox. Like they had to play like another 120 games after the season started. At least there's only eight more here. So that's
yeah, they
good.
Got eight because Jerry said that. He was like, we have eight more games. I want them to end quickly.
Who would have ever thought they'd be better? They'd be worse than the White Sox.
What do loser fans do?
Stop going to the game.
Sad?
I mean, like, what do they talk about in, Jacksonville? Like, what do they do in that time period? Do they just not pay attention to the teams? I don't know. This is why I'm so frustrated and like all over the place with it, because I don't know what to do exactly. I'm not really used to being on radio for the 5 and 10 teams.
Yeah.
You know, or the 5 and 11 seasons. I'm not used to that. What do they do? Answer the question, Kevin.
I
think you talk more about college football. You talk about the NFL teams who are good. I mean, I'm not saying that's what we should do. I'm just saying in Jacksonville.
And fans, what do they do?
The NFL, and they're not going to get specific on like, what are we supposed to get specific on the defensive tackles here? We all know they can't play. Osa's pretty good. Everybody else can't play in this league.
You got to wait until year three. That's what the great Tom Landry told me.
Like, there's not really much to break down here. I'll do it in Baseball Nuggets tomorrow, but this is reminding me somewhat of the 2021 Texas Rangers.
Yeah, where you know it's over, but you still got
a
ways to go.
That's an interesting approach.
Now, they won the World Series 2 years later, so all Jerry has to do is go by Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, Jacob DeGrom, Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray, trade for Jordan Montgomery, trade for Max Scherzer.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Develop one of the best rookies in the game.
Are they supposed to do that during spring break?
Oh, dang it. They got so many things going on in spring break. You don't want to give up that family time.
No, you don't want to give that up.
What's your point?
Okay, sorry, Jerry. Jory Epstein had thoughts and quotes from Micah that he's already disputed this morning, by the way. We'll get to that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.